that much of a difference. But would you rather pay this correct fare or that €100 fine? Hold on to this ticket or have that awkward conversation with the inspector. Get off at this stop or stay past your limit and face that getting caught out feeling. We didn't think so. So make the right decision and pay the right bus fare. It's that simple. This message is brought to you by Dublin Bus, Bus Éireann and Go Ahead Ireland, part of the Transport for Ireland network. For more, visit transportforireland.ie.
It's almost 12 o'clock with Neuex.ie. Revamp your kitchen with style. Get an affordable and quality design from the experts.
It's Neuex Newman's kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
On FM, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
The news with Alan Cantwell. Six jurors have been sworn in the trial of former US President Donald Trump in New York. He becomes the first ex-president to face a criminal trial over alleged campaign finance violations from 2016. Prosecution and defense teams are aiming to agree 12 jurors overall, with the process expected to take the rest of the week. It's been reported that one of the confirmed jurors is an Irish man living in New York. British Prime Minister's had a phone conversation with his Israeli counterpart following this weekend's attack by Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu's weighing up a response, with Rishi Sunak saying it's a moment for calm heads to prevail. It comes as a third meeting of Israel's war cabinet has been postponed, with Western allies set to discuss sanctions against Iran. Sky's political editor, Beth Rigby, says it's a similar language to Mr. Sunak's statement yesterday.
Making it clear to Israel that he believed Iran had miscalculated and was increasingly isolated. And again, this attempt by the UK to try and convince Israel not to launch a counter-attack.
Governor of the Central Bank is open-minded on whether there could be more than one interest rate cut this year. Gabriel McAuliffe believes rates will be cut in June by the ECB unless there's a shock development. He told CNBC he's not prepared to predict further rate changes beyond that.
I think the one thing that I personally am pretty clear on is I need to be open-minded about the rate path. The approach we've adopted at the ECB, which is a meeting-by-meeting, data-dependent approach, I think that tells you to be cautious, and certainly I will rule out trying to predict how many more moves there may be. There may be none. There may be more than one.
Someone caught with a knife with intent to commit a crime could face up to 7 years in jail. Ministers have also agreed increased penalties for their importation. Figures show an annual average of more than 2,100 knives have been confiscated in the past 5 years. Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan says something needs to be done.
I regret to say that it appears to be the case that young men and, boys, seem to think that it's appropriate and necessary to carry knives. Now, in many instances, people who carry knives, they're not carrying them because they think they're going to use them. They simply carry them for defensive purposes.
The Restaurants Association is calling again for the VAT rate to be reduced for the hospitality industry. The rate increased last October from 9% to 13.5%. Adrian Cummins from the association claims the closure rate amongst restaurants double the norm.
We're at 212 closures in the last 3 months. That's an average of two a day. In a normal year, you probably would have just about one a day. So we're running at double figures at the moment in terms of the closure rate. And we're very clear to the government in our ask is that ever since the VAT rate went up, it's put huge pressure on our industry. And
young people in Ireland are skipping meals and living at home with their parents to survive financially. A report from the National Youth Council found housing and the cost of living are the two main concerns for those aged between 18 and 29. One in three say they've skipped a meal due to the cost, while 52% live with their parents. Dervla is a young woman renting in Dublin, and she says it's taking its toll on young people.
From the people around me, I know that a lot of people would be picking up more shifts, or that they would be skipping out and stuff if they want to work, or just avoiding things if they cost money, because everything kind of needs to go into the essentials of your food, your accommodation, school fees.
Scotland's First Minister hasn't ruled out banning puberty blockers. Last week, a major review found medical treatment in England for children questioning their gender had been based on weak evidence. It's also recommended extreme caution if prescribing hormones to under-18s. Hamza Yousaf says his government will consider the report's findings.
It's a substantial thread, actually, throughout the CAS report that there is not the level of evidence that's required for certain treatments. We will have to give that consideration.
That's the news with the time just gone 4 minutes past midnight. Sport, soccer first. Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Gavin Bazunu has suffered a season-ending injury. He's injured his Achilles in Southampton's 3-0 win at home to Preston in the Championship. While also missing the rest of the Saints' promotion chase, Bazunu will also be ruled out of Ireland's June friendlies. Paris Saint-Germain and Borussia Dortmund are the first two sides through to the Champions League semi-finals. Kylian Mbappe scored twice as PSG won 4-1 away to 10-man Barcelona. The Parisian Giants won the tie 6-4 on aggregate. And it was a thriller in Germany where Dortmund beat Atletico Madrid 4-2 on the night and 5-4 over the two legs. Bottom side, Longford Town came from 2-0 down to salvage a 2-2 win away to Wexford in the SSE Electricity First Division. The FAI appear no closer to appointing a permanent Republic of Ireland men's manager. An appointment was believed to be due this week, however, that no longer seems to be the case. Speaking ahead of last month's friendlies, FAI Director of Football Mark Canham claimed a new manager would be in place by early April. John O'Shea was interim manager for those games and hasn't been ruled out as a potential successor to Stephen Kenny, the former Ireland captain. Also remains open to working on the backroom team for another appointee.
Potentially, yeah, but I'd love to update you now. Mark, as you said, when and if he can, he will update me on anything. He's obviously trying to progress things as quickly as he can, but ultimately he's hoping that what he feels will be the right man is in charge when he can announce it, you know.
Here's the sport at 6 minutes past midnight.
Radio Nova weather
with quotedevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn.
The Quote Devil's always got one hell of a quote.
Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A rather cold night is in store for us. There could be some isolated showers as well, though that rain clearing overnight. We've got temperatures coming down to between 3 and 5 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the Nova Noise with a clue a day to win over 13k on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
One influential album, no interruptions. It's Radio Nova's Classic Album at Midnight.
Back to 1979 we go, the summer of that year, for the second album by The Cars. Roy Thomas Baker, the Queen producer, was on board. A couple of hit singles as well. The album outperforming the debut album went to number 3 in the American charts. Unlike the first record, Candy O had much more democracy prevailing. Richard Kasich said, when one of my songs goes to the band in cassette form, we sit around and talk about it. Can you imagine? Cassette form, cassette mixes. If I'm outvoted, we don't do it. So, you know, democracy at work. Most of the songs on Candy O were written after the release of the debut, meaning that most of the leftovers from the first album were scrapped. For the album, they again went to work with Queen's producer. Kasich said of the relationship, some of the things in the first album we thought were a little slick, so we toned down the second. Candy O from The Cars is your classic album on Nova.
classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Track by track, it's Radio Nova's classic album, At Midnight.
Shadow, I finally grew.
Radio Nova's Classic Album.
Classic Album.
At midnight.
Influential album. No interruptions. It's Radio Nova's Classic Album at Midnight.
Funny how much you don't care. You never want to take me anywhere. You ride around in a Cadillac car. Wishing,
classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Candio, I need you. Sunday dress, ruby ring. Candio, I'm needy so. Could you help me in? Lights you bring, and all the world you're round the moon and vanishing. Candio, I need you so. Candio, I need you so.
The tracks, none of the ads.
The classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
Brother.
Classic album at midnight on Radio Nova.
I can't put out your fire. I know it's too late. I can't be up for hire. It's not my best trait. The gallow glass is cracking. It's starting to smash. I've been to cry without blinking the lash. Your feelings crossing, waving. You're on the edge of the cuff. You're pushing and popping. You don't get enough. You wish that it was over. You never slow down. You're looking for kicks. There's nothing around. Hold on too long, it's alright. You can't hold on too long, it's alright. You can't hold on too long, it's alright. Boys, they punch your style, and they send for their bandanas. And you try for a smile. You'd like to come in colors. You don't know which one. You can't be too choosy. It's just for fun. You can't hold on too long. It's alright. You can't hold on too long. It's alright. Can't hold on too long, 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 it's alright.
It's Radio Nova's classic album.
Classic album.
At midnight.
She's got it worse.
influential album. No interruptions. It's Radio Nova's Classic Album at Midnight.
Classic Album at Midnight on Radio Nova.
Live on your wire. Oh, come and take me.
Radio Nova playing the Cars, A Dangerous Type, to wrap things up. From Candy O, their second album. The difficult second album, it's often called, in the music business. That's my lot. See you for the Hump Day Wednesday, 7 o'clock, with another classic album just after midnight into Thursday. Seriously Addictive Music continues right through the night on Nova.
The classic album. We're back tomorrow night with another iconic album in full. Got an album in mind you think we should feature? Email classicalbum@nova.ie.
Radio Nova.
Nova, seriously addictive.
I hear a lot of stories, I suppose they could be true. All about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out.
is Radio Nova Music. This isn't.
Get the picture.
Nothing but seriously addictive music.
Radio. Radio Nova.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know, should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know, should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
This is Radio Nova.
PJ, he'd have you in tears laughing in the morning.
I have put my husband onto it. He now listens to Nova on the way to work and the way home as well.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, it's perfect the way it is.
Seriously addictive.
Radio Nova.
Getting sorrow.
A parachute I am. Take a parachute.